Blog Talk Radio.
Been running through me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream. Always in a rush, I know you're busy for lunch. Taking pictures of your coffee.
All go running around and around and around, and now we're going to stop running around for a while, sit back and relax, and listen and enjoy the moment. Yes, this is our official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk, is Newborn. If you have not heard of them yet, you will, because they're on the brink of exploding into a world-renowned band. And if you want to hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy the wonderful sounds. And now it's time to step into the Sippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, to step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, confidence, control, and awareness. Tippy Talk is where you go from where you are to where you want to be.
And that is where we are right now, where we want to be today, which is the sum total of everything we did yesterday and the day before. And so today I'm sitting on a street called South 6th Street. It's in a small town called Klamath Falls in Oregon. And there are mountains surrounding me. So I assume that this is a valley, because otherwise there wouldn't be mountains all around me. I definitely see mountains in front of me. I see Starbucks behind me, and closed down Danny's in front of me. And so this tiny little town is located near the mountains. I am going to be heading up the mountains in about an hour, and I'm going to be camping in the mountains at probably going to be between 30 and 40 degrees, at least until Monday. So I'm going to tell you now where I'm at and maybe rebroadcast this on Monday, because I don't know if I'm going to be coming down from the mountains by Monday, but I do know that there is no reception and there's no internet for me up there. Maybe I can get some internet data if I can find a satellite, but for sure this phone that calls into the studio and allows me to speak to you will not be working. So I will be up there this weekend in the cold, and I will be thinking about you. I also wanted to let you know that beginning on January 1st, or as soon as possible, I plan to begin reading the book Discipline for Life. And Discipline for Life is not a book, actually. It's a workshop designed to be disciplined. And really, the reason I'm doing it is because discipline is what holds the key to a complete transformation in life of astronomical proportions. You can have 1,000 different plans. You can have the best laid out ideas and all kinds of things that you might want to do. But without the discipline, none of it is ever going to happen. And so I want to dedicate this following year of 2017 to implementing discipline in life, to be able to actually create everything that we want. So we're going to be talking about what it is that we want to create. I'm really excited about. and how to be disciplined enough to create it, not in a, well, the word discipline, a lot of people think is hard, harsh, kind of like a military type of, on the contrary, discipline, the way we're going to do it, is easy, smooth, and makes life so much simpler and so much more satisfactory. So if you want to join us, we will be reading the first chapter and working on the first chapter, which is basically a workbook. So get ready to join us with a pen and a paper, ready to do a little bit of work to begin with. You will also be able to call in and talk about it. It's going to be a very, very powerful year. By the end of January, we expect to already be on the way to a disciplined, powerful life, but disciplined with pleasure, not a painful, disciplinarian kind of life where you have to do 2,000 push-ups or else. And that's a very exciting thing that's coming up. So today we're going to talk about a little bit about the season in the winter and what it stands for and how we actually use it. We're going to talk about the fact that success and what it means. And we're going to talk about how to really handle success, because basically all success is, and that's the premise of today's talk, is a whole bunch of failures that we have enough discipline to do over and over again until we accomplish what we want. You cannot accomplish what you want without a whole bunch of failure, which isn't really failure, it's just attempts to get to the next level. But if you don't attempt to jump over the fence over and over again, you never will. If you don't attempt to complete any kind of action, then that action will never get completed. So basically, failure is just an attempt to do it over and over again until we actually get it right. And that's what's really exciting about 2017, that we're all going to be here for us to be able to jump over those hurdles together and also to fall down together. There's nothing wrong with falling down, and that's the main idea of it. And so I'm going to be driving, I think it's about 30 to 40 miles up the mountains in the most beautiful place in Oregon. The sky is bright blue. I could not ask for a better color sky, and it's nice and chilly for December, which is nice weather, although for me personally, I do prefer nice and warm, kind of Southern California type of weather, but there's definitely benefits to this season, which used to be known as the season of slumber. And the reason it was known for the season of slumber is because we, as society and as people try to adjust to this weather before we had all the modernization of the industrial world, adjustment to this season had to be kind of like to understand that in this season we're going to sleep, we're going to basically prepare ourselves to be very protected and to stay indoors. And so it became known as the season of slumber, kind of like emulating what the animals do in the winter to be able to survive it. Because basically, after the harshness and the coldness of the winter, we kind of turn to our hearts where we want to burn it with the warmth and the love and as much love as we can from our surroundings, from our family and friends, and from the beautiful, gorgeous display of nature that is all around us and everything that we hold dear. So a long time ago, the barreling trees, the long nights, the biting chill of winter, that all meant that it was time to slow down. And people, like I said, they kind of emulated the animals by retreating into a cozy little corner. And that's what they said, to sustain themselves with the food that they had gathered during a warmer season and that they had put together so that they can survive harsh winter. It was also a time that was supposed to be to kind of reflect on what we have done the past year and what we want to do in the future, kind of like meditating. And really, it was the things that people did because they had not much of other choice. How else would they survive the winter? But because today most people have the comfort of being able to survive this easily with the electricity and all the other wonderful things that we have invented, most people basically go through the winter as if it isn't there. They kind of run through it, ignoring the profound effects that the cold has, or just throwing on another coat and another scarf, but not really slowing down. And I am here to say, to tell you that to take advantage of the season, if you do live in the cold side of town, which is most of this planet, it is a great idea to slow down and to allow our bodies and our minds to take a step back and to reflect on what is really going on around us. Because the beauty and the significance of winter time can only be overlooked when we try really hard to overlook it, because otherwise it would be impossible to overlook. So as the temperature goes down and down and the air gets more crispier and the landscape gets more bare, we tend to crave the warmth and we tend to relish a lot of rich food. And we also want to be around loved ones to feel the warmth of the love all around us, to feel the comfort and kind of like minimize the winds and the harshness of the weather. It is also a time to conserve energy both within our biological body and outside. And a great idea would be to do only soothing activities. And all that sounds great and right when you read it at first or when you think about it at first. But when you take the time to really think about it, you can find that maybe it's actually the other way around. It's more like humanity adjusting to the winter. And by adjusting to the winter, they created rituals of making sure there's enough food to sustain them through the winter, of saving and storing and making sure they can stay warm and comfortable while the storms are blowing and huffing and puffing all around us. So taking advantage of the cold outside to take the time to reflect on your life and make plans to improve your life is really part of allowing the winter to have the kind of effect on us that it really could, a possible effect. It could be possible even that Christmas was born out of the cold, harsh chill to warm the heart. And the great idea of staying warm and staying indoors and bonding with family and loved ones, I think, has been twisted in our days where people feel sad when they get together with family. They don't understand the major importance of taking advantage of the season to make amends rather than to drag up old feuds. To stay indoors as much as possible rather than to plan to stay outside and take trips. To enjoy the winter fun rather than fight the winter harshness. That will be the joyful way of life. The joy is what life is ultimately all about. So what do I mean by when I say joy is what life is about? It's about the experience of giving joy to another rather than trying to squeeze joy from another. So looking for ways of making someone else happy is the most satisfying thing that we can do while it's cold outside. It's actually the most satisfying thing we can do anytime. And so I'm going to read you something because I want to know what you think about it. So while your daily schedule may remain more or less the same, no matter what time of year it is, you'll find in the winter that you'll have many opportunities to honor the way in which you are impacted by this most magical of seasons. At first glance, the world may seem desolate during the coldest months. Yet there are many unique and stimulating sensory experiences to be had in the intricate beauty of even the individual snowflakes, the pattern of frost that form on your windows, the tang of smoke from wood-fueled fireplaces, the crunch of freshly falling snow under your feet, and the briskness of the air. So do not be afraid to venture joyfully out into the cold and the snow as you may have when you were a child. A tingling and red nose is a small price to pay for a clear mind, an invigorated soul. If your body articulates the desire to rest, give yourself permission to spend your free time resting by maybe reading, writing in your journal, daydreaming, any kind of artistic pursuit, playing board games, working on a puzzle, or even meditating. And that's basically our choices for the winter and our joys of the winter. Just like the plants, we have the tulips and the apple trees that would not blossom in the springtime were it not for a period of dormancy. That is the gift of the winter for us. Gives us a chance to relax and to be a bit dormant and inspired and cleanse ourselves of all kinds of spiritual and emotional drawbacks and cleanse ourselves of mental and physical drawbacks so that we can emerge from under the frost refreshed and renewed and ready for the spring. And that is the number one discussion that I wanted to have on how to take the season head on and really enjoy the magic of it. And then the second one is preparing for the new year, which will be towards the end of the winter. The first few months of the winter will be the beginning of the year. And there's a quote here by Josh Billings who says, success does not consist in never making blunders, but in never making the same one the second time. So we're talking about making mistakes and what that really means. What does making mistakes mean? So what he says here is the question to ask yourself is, do you avoid mistakes at all costs so you don't fail? Question, because that could be the difference between success and fail. When you want to become a successful entrepreneur, this can be one of the hardest ideas to unlearn because we were all taught throughout our schooling that you always want to be right with everything that you do. It's how your grades were based on. It's how education is based on. But as an entrepreneur, success comes from failing forward fast, a lot. You want to make fast decisions, and making fast decisions can lead to more mistakes. Even making slow decisions can make mistakes. In other words, it's the other way around. Do not try to avoid making mistakes. Because the other side of this, and that's how you will succeed on a larger scale, because you'll get more opportunities by moving without being afraid of making mistakes. So, as far as other successful people have talked about, they accept the fact that they will make mistakes. But they also learn a new lesson from what kind of mistakes they make, and they already know what to avoid the next time. So not making the same mistake over and over again, that's not a lesson. It's making a mistake once, learning from it, moving on, and not doing it again. So keep in mind, you use that blunder as a learning lesson, not as an obstacle to stop continuing forward. You just learn from it and go on and run out and make the next mistake. And that's how they are successful. So let's take action. Let's accept the mistakes and learn from them and keep taking more action and make more mistakes and learn from them and be really, really successful in the new year and on this new way of life. And until we meet again, have a wonderful and magical journey. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I also want to wish you a Happy Hanukkah because I won't be around then either. I want to wish you a Happy New Year too. And I'm looking forward to coming back full force with a brand new, strong beginning. And now we've come to the end of our time together here on Sippy Talk. It has been wonderful chatting today here in this town that I've never been to. I love exploring new places. You've been listening to Tippy Talk. We bid you a magical journey and let your talent be your potion. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, broadcasting on the road and from a small town called Klamath Falls, even though there are no falls here. So stay tuned. And we are going to come back and let you know how the hiking went and the camping went on this freezing weather.
Been running through me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream. Always in a rush, I know you're busy for lunch, taking pictures of your coffee. Cold feet on the gas, I've been driving too fast, chasing you down like shots of vodka. Every night I'm in bed, you're just a name in my head, and I say it like it's my mantra. Your AV.